With not a lot of fanfare, at least not here in Oklahoma, the announcement came yesterday in Little Rock that a huge amount of money from Uncle Sam committed to helping clean up the Illinois River watershed and the Uchi-Spavinaw watershed. Dave White is the chief of the Natural Resource Conservation Service. He says this is all going to be through the EQIP program.
The idea is we're going to put extra money. Oklahoma and Arkansas are putting their own money in. They're going to put an extra $1.25 million in. So really it's $5 million this first year. It's supposed to go for 8 years. We're making a commitment at headquarters to try and put an extra $38 million into the Arkansas and Oklahoma, most in Arkansas, over the next 8 years. They're going to put in their own money. So we're talking about a $50 million total project over 8 years. And it's to help keep ag in business, keep the waters clean.
As Chief White said, both states will be putting some money up. The feds will be putting most of the money up. This is under the EQIP program. Landowners and poultry growers will have several practices that they'll be able to get some EQIP money on.
Avoid, control, and trap. And there's practices listed under avoid the nutrient issue, control it, or trap. But it's going to be a lot of nutrient management, buffers, things like that.
Of course, this is the voluntary approach that conservation is so famous for. Mike Thralls, executive director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, was in Little Rock for the announcement. He's pleased.
Well, it's a great step ahead. I mean, water quality issues take a long time to develop, and they take a long time to solve. And the chief has made an 8-year commitment, and that just helps us move us down the road to getting the Illinois River and Uchi-Spavinaw, those two watersheds, restored and back to where they're usable.
Back to Chief Dave White. He made one comment that I think has to be the quote of the day, and that his personal thoughts on what he would like to see accomplished with this particular effort. And he says, in general, what he wants to do as far as using voluntary conservation practices to successfully address some of these problems that we have in environmental circles.
One of my goals is I would like to turn the regulatory community into the Maytag repairman, that everything is just so cool that they just don't have anything to do. And this is the kind of project that's going to help us advance that.
All in all, a big step forward for a very troubled watershed. Of course, this is ground zero for the Drew Edmondson lawsuit against the poultry companies that's garnered a lot of national attention. Now it looks like the feds are stepping in with some additional dollars to try to, on a cooperative, voluntary basis, fix some of the problems that Mr. Edmondson was trying to litigate about. On the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Ron Hayes.